So what's been the problem with Matt Crouch? Why has he been dropped?
I think personally, and I love the young man, I think his football's outdated.
This is The Bump, the one podcast SA footy fans need to hear, where the biggest names tackle the biggest South Australian footy stories. Roo, Limo, Dits, Bernie, Jars, Triple M's, The
Friday Night Footy is back at Big Shed Brewing, Adelaide's home of fine brewing with a tap room and kitchen open 7 days a week. Head to www.bigshed.beer to book now.
Another massive episode of The Bump this week. Port Adelaide, very, very disappointing. Crows were good, should have won, but didn't. There's so much to talk about, and boy, it grows and grows and grows. The outcry of AFL fans about rule changes and umpiring decisions, and we know we're not supposed to bag the umpires, and we won't. I want to bag the people that change the rules, all right?
Go for it,
I want to discuss that this afternoon. Today here with Roo, Bernie, Jars and Dits.
Where's Limo?
He's gone.
Mate,
He's last year's model.
Can we update on our, like, get a decent committed,
we can change things.
Decent committed comedian?
Yeah, we can. Who? Jermaine?
Well, he probably knows as much about footy as Limo.
But yeah, what is it all about Limo? Hawthorn had a good win over the weekend and he just struts around Melbourne, doesn't he, Burn?
They did have a good win.
We're talking about that, I know you guys had a great trip to Stanley.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Good trip. Boy. They're still
One
talking
of my
about it.
Very good mates. Oh,
no. Yes, Rupert.
Kids play out there.
Yeah, for the CMS Crows?
He was out training.
Oh, on the Thursday night, yes.
Oh, geez.
I'd like to do a blood alcohol reading on the stand-in coach for the night. This is what I got told.
Okay. Actually, he looked after himself.
Hey, my best mate. Okay. Trust him.
And you trust Burn. Yeah.
No,
Burn was there.
I hardly had a beer all day.
Yep. Go.
Did you or did you not swear and throw a football at a player who trying his hardest, country football, not super talented, absolutely committed.
Yes.
He missed a target.
Yes, sir.
So you throw a footy at him and berate him on
the
track.
I did.
Son of a farmer, and waiting for rain.
Yeah, and they are too.
A lot of mental health issues over there. He comes out when he should have been on the tractor.
Lad. Yeah, terrific young lad.
Shearing sheep all day.
Yes, he did. And he missed a target. A little 25-metre kick to the 45.
Yeah, and he's
chased him with a footy.
No, so therefore, obviously, you would take him aside and coach him and say, how you missed the target, and this is what you need to do with your technique. Or did you just throw a ball at him and kick him off the...
I didn't kick him off, Dick. So I did throw the footy at him, and then I pulled him aside after, and I apologised. I said, mate, if you want to get to the standard where you think you should get, you've got to hit these targets. Because we did a kicking drill, which the boys did very, very well. And, hey, I only had 2 frosts for the whole day. Didn't I, Burn?
Before training.
It was early in the day. I stopped.
She was under 0.05.
And then, didn't I, Burn?
We coached. But you were.
Anyway, they were terrific.
Have the eyes in your back of the head. Dad's a Hell's Angel, so he might be bobbing around here with you.
I've been hearing a lot of bikes around the house of late. Anyway, come on, let's talk footy.
Righto, we'll start with Port Adelaide this week. We normally start with the Crows, but Port Adelaide, to me, very, very disappointing. First real test in about 5 weeks. And failed it badly.
What did you expect?
I thought it was 50-50. At no stage did I think we were going to go down there and definitely win. Thought we could win, though.
It was there.
And led at halftime by a point and then capitulated. I thought it was a pretty poor effort.
You were lucky to be in front at halftime.
Yes, yes.
Probably, yeah.
Yep.
If you look at all the things, the goal kicking and way it went into the forward line and opportunities, they did compete in the first
half.
Your
backs were pretty good. No marks inside 50, I think, until about three-quarter time for the Cats. They ranked number one for marks inside 50.
Big and strong.
Yeah. So that was a tick. Thought Kane Farrell was very good.
He's good.
Very good. Houston good. But then it fell right away.
Yeah.
There were some passengers.
The scoring shots.
Steve Motlop.
27 scoring shots to 12.
Yeah, that's a belting when you look at it like that. But
well, that's the way
they're not, the form that Port have been in and the form that Geelong is sort of coming off a bit, I felt, going into that game. And the game before that, it was there for the taking. They lost again. I just thought at half time.
I want to make a statement as the armchair critic, and I want you experts to tell me here that I'm totally wrong. My criticism of Port Adelaide has been for a couple of years, because we've seen it in the prelim finals, the players that they really, really rate as skillful, good players will not get the job done in a tough, hard say it's a grand final, and I said this before.
You said last
week.
Look
at the Richmond team that won grand finals. Who was that nice little player on the outside that just ran around and delivered the ball?
Not many.
They're all rock hard solid, and that's how and why they won grand finals they did.
Mm. Now, maybe a Daniel Rioli. Maybe. Yeah. But he's got a lot better.
Isaac Smith.
Yeah, Isaac Smith. There's a couple in each team, but you can't have as many as
Paul. But we've got lots of them.
You said Marshall. Todd Marshall, they thought everyone thought he's improved. Let's see him against Geelong. Mm. And I think he might have kicked two shots on goal, very close.
These numbers were
Motlop was Marshall. I forgot he was even playing until he got a kick
Stephen
late.
Stephen Motlop should only play against the bottom eight sides.
Butter's got a bit of the footy, Rosie, bit of the footy, threatens to do some good things, but they continually let you down in the big games. Minus 30 contested ball again in a big game.
That's what I said about their midfield, that when they get badly beaten, they get smashed in the contested ball. Mm. And that's it happened all last year.
You've got a lot of outside front runners.
Yeah.
A lot.
Nice players.
Melbourne Football Club. I don't think I can recall any of them in there because that's what Simon Goodwin's developed, hasn't he?
Mm.
Contested
and
players.
That's my point.
Well, your point's
like
valid.
Ed Langdon might be an outside runner, but he's developed into a pretty hard. He's pretty hard.
So
now.
where to now for Port Adelaide? Where are you?
Well,
what's going to happen in the next
Essendon this
week? Essendon convincingly
because they bring Chuck back in, and you know, big Chuck's going to save them.
Yeah, but it might make a difference. Roo's told me many, many times that he's the most important player.
I agree with that.
Maybe when he's in there, that it frees up Todd Marshall, it frees up George Harris.
It'll make it easier for Marshall. We get the second best defender.
He's not your best player, but he's your most important.
But it's your midfield, which
effectively makes you best, doesn't it?
Yeah, well,
all right, but the midfield, you know, Ollie Wines, Travis Spokes working his backside off.
Yeah, but how many contested possessions do they get? Exactly. They got a lot of outside ball. He had 7 or 8 or something on the weekend.
That's his
DNA, out of 30.
Rupert. Ollie Wines should be getting his 20.
If he's getting 30, he should be getting 20. Like a Clayton Oliver, he has 35.
Is
25
he a dangerous mid Ollie Wines?
I'd let him go.
I don't think so.
I wouldn't put any. Not let him go from the club. If I'm an opposition coach, I'm not putting any time into him.
That's what they did all last year.
Yeah,
he hardly ever got tagged.
And he wins a Brownlow.
Because he gets plenty of touches because they chose to tag Travis Boak last year.
Yeah, because he's more dangerous. And I'd put more time into Travis Boak than Ollie Wines.
So if you win the most games, like Port did last year, and you get most touches in the most wins.
You'll get All Australian, you'll win a Brownlow, probably, because they look at the good teams, and that's how the All Australians pick.
How did he go in the Coaches Association votes? That's something you should probably...
Well, no, not that good.
You took a step back last weekend.
Oh, definitely.
As a group. As a playing group and as a coaching staff.
That was the test. That was the test.
That was the one we said. That's a great test down there.
It is hard winning down there. They haven't won down there since 2007 or 12.
We talked about reputations are on the line here against a quality side in Geelong.
That was
and they're not as good a side as they have been for 10 years. So it was an opportunity.
Great opportunity.
Freo beat them down there a few weeks
ago.
So where do we think Port are at going forward? So Hinkley's not going to...
Is he staying around next year?
No one knows what he's doing. No one knows his contract, if he's contracted or not, if he doesn't make that. No one knows that.
Mm. No,
and that might be the fact he has to make that or not. Well, we spoke about whether other clubs had come knocking for him. If they did and they offered him a few years, would he go? I don't know.
I don't know about Marshall and Finlayson in the same side. I think they're too similar.
Well, when Charlie comes back, they won't miss out yet.
Absolutely.
And it'll be in the past, Finlayson will go because Marshall Hinkley loves
him. I always say your top six, if they're up and firing every week, you're going to be okay. Your top six. Port Adelaide's top six is just, they're all over the show.
What about your bottom six, though? If they're not
most important part of your side.
You just said the top six.
But your top six.
There's 12 that are
get
important.
Get you to the finals.
What about your bottom six?
Win the finals.
They're most important.
And your top six, your bad injuries, like Butters. Where's he at?
There have been terrible injuries. I want to make an excuse for Port Adelaide. We have had bad injuries early on in this season. But I worry about the bottom six. I worry about the bottom 10, actually.
10?
I do. If they're not good enough, you can't win with that many passionate.
And you got nothing in the sample.
No,
you got
Dersma,
nothing.
Dersma, you're not. He's an outfielder. Shot the
Jermont's
pieces.
Getting the game.
Yeah, but
no, Jermont was actually all right.
All right.
I didn't mind him on the weekend. Thought he was quite good. He's hard at it. Goes in, but So you're looking at your bottom few. Frederick was obviously the sub.
Yeah. So we're
Marshall.
Well,
Motlop,
again, I want to make a call here.
Power Pepper had a poor game.
Our club rates the wrong type of player at the moment.
Who do they rate?
They rate Riley Bonner. They rate Carl Amon. They rate Todd Marshall.
Burton.
Ryan Burton, I think, has had a good season.
Yeah, he has.
But and you might, people will look at me and go, you idiot. Carl Amon's a beautiful deliverer of the ball. I'm just saying they can't all be in the same
outside
side.
Front runner.
Him and Riley Bonner cannot be on the same side of the ground.
Correct.
Right. In the same team.
Yeah.
They just can't. And again, people point it and go, oh, Bonner had 30 odd touches a couple of weeks in a row. Yeah, but he had 34 touches when we lost by 15 goals to the Western Bulldogs. I don't care.
So if you're going into the draft next year and you got pick three, what are you going after?
A bull in the middle.
A bull hard inside mid.
Everyone wants a,
I know,
a 50-50 bull that can
that's do what
Dusty does. I'm saying Amon's likely to go interstate as a free agent. So you'll get a pick somewhere, whereabouts?
Second round.
Start of the second round. End of second round.
There won't be many around.
Jeez, that's getting a bit late. But then there's one gone. At least you can replace that spot. But becomes tough.
Oh, yeah.
At pick,
I just want to know, but I want you to...
Because your premiership window's finished.
Either back me up here or not, because I'm not the... You blokes played the game.
No. Am I on the right... You are on the right track.
I don't think Amon's your issue.
No.
When they're all out there together, they are.
Yeah. But how many... Who else are you talking about?
Riley Bonner.
Well, he wasn't there on the weekend.
No, he's missed a couple of weeks. I said, as a general thing, we rate the wrong players.
Yeah.
Our coaching staff, in my view...
So do you want Fantasia back in your side?
I do, but he can't get up. He can't get his body right.
Is he one of the players you're talking about?
No, because he gets it and kicks goals.
You serious?
I am serious. Have you seen when he plays?
Yeah.
Yeah, he kicks goals.
Yeah.
And important goals. He does. At important times, he kicks goals.
Your least possession winners on the weekend. Do you want me to go through a few of them? So Marshall, Motlop, Jones, Power Pepper, Hayes, Jonas. Are you getting rid of any of them?
Sorry, go again. Power Pepper, no, he's fine.
Motlop, Jones, Power Pepper, Hayes.
Was Jonas. Did he get injured,
No,
Jones?
I'm happy with all those. I'm happy with all
those. He went as hard. He was going in hard.
Burn, can I tell you something about Motlop? I raised it. I'm repeating myself. Someone told me to watch how hard he's working, and he is. Now, you'll say he didn't get the ball on the weekend. Yeah, he had a downer.
Yep.
But I've watched him close this year, because a lot of Port people do look at him and look at his stats.
Yep.
He's working his guts out.
All those small forwards do
as
that.
As long as you're happy to pick him off working your guts out and having no influence.
Well... when it goes right, he clicks. And you might say, well, he's got to do more than that and make the game happen.
That's why that position is so difficult.
I'm happy with him.
Well, they do a lot of unrewarded running and tackling and chasing.
Tyson Stengel down the other end kicks three, has 12.
Yeah, and he's in a better side. That's why he's playing better.
Are they a better side?
Well, when
we didn't think that before. Though,
last year when Porter going... Oh, Rosie's looking fantastic. Butters look fantastic. Motlop's licking the ice cream.
Yeah.
Fantasia kicks
it's a good call,
it is totally different being a small forward in a good side that has 27 shots on goal to a small forward to Marshall and Finlayson who don't compete near. That's why Charlie's important because he brings it to the ground.
Absolutely.
And then Motlop crushes knows where to run. They all know where to run and then they come into the game.
But, Ruth, please, this isn't a criticism, this question. I'm genuinely asking you to explain this, right? So when you say Charlie brings it to ground, right, I then look at it and go, well, it hits the ground. Anyone can get it.
Yes, but if you know where it's going,
you're predictable.
You are burning your defender off and you're getting there and... then skill comes into it. When you're a small forward and you don't know where to run, you just run around like a blowfly.
But again, this is just an uneducated question. If the ball hits the ground because either one of them fisted it from behind or Charlie didn't mark it or however it got to the ground, it still got to the ground, didn't it? I don't understand that.
Yeah, but your defenders can't have a free run at the ball because they're standing someone as well.
Yeah, so they're chasing you.
You're chasing Tyson Sting. You're chasing a small forward as well. You can't just go... oh, there's the ball. I'm going to run out like a forward can. If it's predictable, you know where it's going to be. You can sell them one way, come back, hit the front of the pack when it lands.
Right.
And that's what the best small forwards do.
Right.
Look at Eddie Betts at his prime, front and centre, just timed it beautifully. Defenders always have to have one eye on their opponent, which throws, you know, you can't just have a free run at it, which is, did I answer your question a little bit?
Yeah, perfectly. That's why
Tyson Stengel, I watched him very closely because I was interested to see how he went, and he worked his butt off too, and got to the right spot. But you think, who would you like to be going front and centre to, Marshall and Finlayson, or would Cameron and Hawkins? Because
yeah.
Well, Hawkins, if he doesn't mark it, it drops right there, nice and soft, off the like a soft drop, what they call it. Bang, he flicks through, snaps another goal.
And I say about small forwards, it's much easier to play in a better side. It's much easier if you're a tall forward to play in a better side. If you got 60 inside 50s compared to 40, and if your 60 inside 50s are coming from midfielders who've got no pressure on and time and space and can lead wherever you want and put out in front and get easier ball, compared to 40 inside 50s where their hat kicks out of the midfield because they're under extreme pressure and you're competing against three of them, it's chalk and cheese. The same player. This is one of the skills of recruiting or as a coach is identifying who's a good player in a bad side that if you put him in your side, they can perform a hell of a lot better. Alirali is a classic example. He was at Sydney when Sydney were, you know, those last couple of years at Sydney, they were down the bottom of the ladder. Put him in a very good performing side where he can zone off. Don't worry about your man. Ball comes out of the middle under pressure. He can be a superstar. Mm. But as soon as Alirali is on Western Bulldogs on Norton when the ball's coming down with speed, he gets exposed.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same. So you got to look at your
team, aren't
you? The back line.
You rely on everyone.
Depending on what your midfield's doing and your forward line, depending on what your midfield's doing and make your judgments from there.
57 right. to 43 inside 50s. So 43 inside 50s. Not going to get it done too often.
Mm. Right, let's look at the Crows. For a long, long time, looked like they were going to beat St Kilda, and then it didn't happen.
Their effort's there. You can't fault the effort. They're trying. You can see they're trying. But and there is a lot of tries in that side. There is a lot of tries. And, you know, they're 10 points up at three-quarter time.
They should have been 5 to 8 goals up in the third quarter. So the only trying they didn't do
but they just got a lot
straight.
Of tries.
Yeah, but if they kick straight... You're still.
But
who are you talking about? The tries don't come into goal kicking, do they?
Nah.
Well, it's about where you're having your shots too, I suppose. But
a lot of the shots they miss were in front.
Mm. How do you coach that? Like that must be frustrating. You do all the hard work, get it in there.
Now, if you ask Tech, you got Matty Nix on Tuesday night on the Rush.
Yes, we do.
Ask him how much goal kicking practice they've been doing, or what
they do
type
a lot,
of goal
they?
Kicking practice
they do a lot.
They're doing.
They do a lot.
They see what he says. So, I mean, goal kicking is as big a skill as anything, whether you're talking about clearances, contested possession, whatever stat you want to come up with. And if you don't do that properly, you're never going to win.
So does O'Reilly and Crouch come back into the mix this week?
Ask Nixie tonight.
So what's been the problem with Matt Crouch? Why has he been dropped?
I think personally, and I love the young man,
legs.
I think his football's outdated. It's
explain that.
Well, he gets a lot of cheap balls in the back half. He always hambles backwards. So he gets a lot of cheap possessions.
I wouldn't call him cheap.
But I call it cheap.
He gets a lot of clearance, he's stationary when he gets it.
He does not penetrate, and he does not cut you to slice you through a bloody... Like a ribbon. I think his football's outdated in today's game.
He doesn't
That's
hurt
just
you.
My personal
he
opinion.
Doesn't hurt you with his possession. And he's not on the stoppage. I watched him closely a few weeks ago when he's playing. He's very stationary, I reckon. And when he gets it, that forces that's why he can't go forward. He always looks back because he's not on the move. You see good midfielders, they're all on the move and crisscrossing, working together. Look at Cripps and
all
Carlton.
The good
they're
players,
all working
Dix,
together.
When they take a mark when I've got the ball, their first instinct is to move forward.
Mm.
Move forward. That's the key. That's what great players do. They move forward straight away. You take a mark, they're gone. He just tends to go crab-like, waits, holds on to the ball too long for, you know, he's holding and holding. Give it. Just he's got to move forward. He's got to, everything for him now has to move forward if he wants to stay in the competition.
You look at the Crows on the weekend, they won contested possession, clearance, and inside 50s. So you look at that, and then 95%
of the scoring shots at three-quarter time, they should have been a
95% of the time you'd win, winning all three of
Absolutely.
Those stats.
Yep.
I mean, the it's the one that got away win. Against a good side, too.
Yeah, they should have been 5 to 8 goals up in the three-quarter time.
And then you go down
and
the other end.
Done.
Max King, he kicked 1-7 the other week. He kicked 6 straight and
had 7 disposals.
Before the game, he was kicking at 48%. He had 6 kicks and kicked 6 goals. So if he kicks 3-3,
yeah.
Look, you deserve what you get when you kick like that. the good thing is they're getting the ball down there. They're beating, you know, a top eight side, a side that's pushing for the top four. They're beating them all over the ground other than their own shots at goal. So they either need to improve that or, you know, change the players if they can't do it consistently. But they've been kicking reasonably accurately. But
and the Sandfall's tracking pretty well, aren't they? Sitting second on the Sandfall competition.
I think they're
competition.
Going better than they've ever gone.
Oh, I think they have. I think the program's are going very well there. And yeah, you got some boys there pushing.
Knocked
for
off
selection.
The premiers on the weekend.
Yeah, so...
The Eagles.
Yeah, what's the next 10 weeks look like? Oh, it'd be a good question to ask Nixie.
It's more of the same. Look, what you said, you've said a couple of times. Find out your ruck combination.
Yep.
Develop your midfielders. Mm. Find out who your forwards are. Find out who you. They're finding players all over the ground, to be honest.
Yeah. Is that what they're doing with the fog at the moment?
They're doing it with everyone.
Yep.
Yeah. Everyone. And everyone's got to get their opportunities. They've been drafted over the last 3, 4, 5 years.
Yep.
Get game time into them. Either
like
prove
it.
That
I
you
like
can play
I like
or prove that you can't and make the changes.
I like
it's as cutthroat and as
tough,
crude as that, basically. Mm. And that's no different to any side. You either make it or you don't. And some get more chances than others. And then you move on.
The reason I asked with Fogg, because they didn't force his way back into the side. He sort of got, it was like almost like, right, we're going to find out about you over the next few weeks. And hasn't shot the lights out. The three games he's been back and played. So I just feel like they're doing the same with him. Chucking him in, having a crack, and if he's not the right person,
then
they'll look at something else. But I don't mind that, finding out about a few. We've spoken about that, haven't we?
Yeah.
A bit.
Yep.
Finding out about who you want and who you don't.
Mm.
Your boy Strawny's going all right.
Oh, mate, I told you. I liked him last year when you gave him a couple of games.
Yeah, I thought he was
something
fantastic
there about
in those
him. I
games.
Thought, oh, there's a little bit of Rennie there.
I reckon he plays
Carey,
like
Mick Redden.
I reckon he plays like Sean Wren.
Yeah.
Don't steal that off me.
Oh, you've said it. Oh, Roo's already said that. So Roo came up with that. That's
sorry,
right.
I did.
No, I'll let it go. We're a team.
When Jar said we didn't have a second ruckman,
we're a team.
Strawny was ripping up this.
O'Brien.
That question, will you play two ruck? Would he ever look at two ruck?
That's
I might
a good
ask
question.
They haven't ruled it out. They haven't ruled it out, they said. Yeah. I read in the paper yesterday.
Well, like you said, they're trying.
Gives your midfielders a boost when you've got a fresh ruckman coming in at about the 15-minute mark.
Strong can play forward. He can take a grab.
Yeah.
Like it.
But then one of the tools has to drop out of the side.
Righto, let's wrap it up, boys. You have been listening to The Bump. Enjoy your footy this week. We'll do it all again next week.
Thanks, Limo.
See you, Limo.
Good on you, Limo.
Limo.